Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. Hockey season is on the horizon. You feel that fall crisp in the air. That means football. That means hockey as well. And joining us to celebrate the fact that hockey season is almost here is Predators President Michelle Kennedy. Michelle, first of all, congratulations on the new role. Haven't gotten to talk to you since you were named the Predators President, so congratulations. I know it's an exciting and busy time for you. Predators single-game tickets are on sale now. What can fans look forward to in Smashville this season?
Well, Caroline, thank you for the kind words. Thank you for having me on the show today. The fans can expect just another great, fun, energetic season, but this one's a little more special than most. We are celebrating our 25th anniversary this season. As you said, we went on sale today. You'll see ties all season long to our 25th anniversary, starting with, you know, for the first 24 hours of this on sale, fans can get 25% off most seats for home games. And that's just the first of many, many ways that we will celebrate 25 years with our fans all season. We'll soon be releasing theme nights. People love to come to dress up in certain themes and for different nights. That's a fan favorite. We'll be announcing that soon. So many things I'm going to forget to talk about today, but just our website is full of information. So everybody should go there and check out what we have in store because it's going to be a very, very fun season.
And I have to give you and Sean Henry and everyone within the Predators office so much credit because Bridgestone Arena is always such a fun place to experience a hockey game. I think you all do such a great job of incorporating the fans and trying to bring new fans in with, you know, the giveaway nights and, you know, acknowledging certain groups within the community. So what has been maybe one of your favorite parts of this new role and being able to kind of grow the success that Bridgestone Arena and the Predators have had already?
You know, I think that we always want to be an integral part of the community, and we want everyone to experience Preds hockey. You know, in the old days, it may have started out with having to do sort of wacky things in our arena because not that many people in Nashville knew hockey or had ever been to a hockey game. That's not the case anymore. It's just become part of our identity, and we want hockey to be for everyone. We want everyone to come in here and have a great time. We certainly want to win every game on the ice, but we want everyone to leave this arena having said, wow, that was fun, no matter the result on the ice. And so, again, this is going to be a really special year for us to sort of enjoy the nostalgia of this being our 25th anniversary and looking back 25 years ago and thinking about just how different things were then. You know, we have become a hockey town. We have become the toast of the NHL. Every tentpole event that they have, we've participated in. Recently, it was the draft and awards. Before that, it was the Global Series last year. Before that, it was the Stadium Series. Before that, it was the All-Star Game. Before that, it was the Stanley Cup Finals. So we and our city just come together in such a fantastic way to create a great fan experience. And that experience, actually, we've probably not chirped about this quite enough yet, but when we went to LA to NHL awards or NHL business meetings this past a couple weeks ago, we won the Stanley. They gave out awards for certain different things that teams do well, and we won the Stanley this year for game entertainment. And so it's something that we're known for. It's something we take a great deal of pride in, but we always are trying to get better. And so this year we will have more fun than we had last year, and next year will be better and on and on and on because we will never, ever not stop trying to get better.
Michelle Kennedy is with us, new Predators president. And Michelle, you got my wheels turning. You sent me down memory lane. I can remember the first couple years looking out the glass window where we did our pregame show back then on the concourse and looking where the Hilton is now, and it was just a big hole. It was literally just a huge dugout hole in the ground, and everything to the right of where you would look out, there was nothing. Now you've got this entire thing. So I'm sure that's just part of the nostalgia we're going to see with 25 years. It's amazing how so much has been built out around. There's so many layers that all started with that arena.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I think that we cannot credit Phil Bredesen enough for the vision that he had for building this arena because people thought he was a crazy person when he wanted to build this arena in the middle of a place in town that wasn't really much of a draw at that time. And so, yes, we feel like we have been the accelerant to so much that's gone on around us. And while you won't see this year, in the coming years, you will see us reimagine the block that we sit on in order to modernize and make it even more welcoming than it is now. So one of the things that I really look forward to as we look out into the years ahead is the reimagination of this block and making this an even more alluring entertainment destination, which is certainly on the horizon.
That is very exciting to think about. Also, I sensed a lot of excitement, Michelle. You and I have talked about this. At the end of last year, even though the team fell short of the playoffs, there was a lot of fun with the new players, and now you've got Barry Trotz in there. You've got a brand new coach. Are you sensing some of that newness with the fan base and excitement with that as the ticket sales start?
Absolutely. We look at each other around here all the time and say it's absolutely amazing to us that it was the first time in 9 years that we've not been to the playoffs. But I don't know a time when there's ever been more excitement. And so that excitement began to build with the crescendo that we saw from those young players at the end of the year. You know, people thought we were in a very unfamiliar place of being sellers at the trade deadline. We aren't often sellers at the trade deadline, and we were. And so I think people were, I know I was, and I think our fan base was so exhilarated by how we played post-trade deadline. People thought that we were basically giving up on the playoffs, and we were in it until the very end, and that created so much excitement. And so on top of that excitement then, we bring back, how appropriate is it that in our 25th anniversary year, we welcome back Barry Trotz for his first season as our GM, and we bring back the player who scored our first ever Preds goal in Andrew Burnett as our new head coach. Now, that's the 25th anniversary is not the reason we did that, obviously, but it just feels appropriate. And I think from the outside, people feel like there's a whole lot of change, but it feels right internally. You know, I think what everyone's going to see on the ice, it's an exciting brand of hockey. Barry recognizes we're in the entertainment business, and he hired one of the best offensive minds in the game and Andrew to be our coach. And you know what? Barry wants to win. As Nashville has become a very popular destination for retired hockey players to live, whether they played for the Preds or not, it's become a really frequent soundbite of Barry's to say that he wants players to come to Nashville to win, not to retire. And I think you're going to see that on the ice. It's going to be so fun to watch three of our core fan favorites in UC, Roman, and Phil mesh with a few serial winners that we've brought in via free agency, Ryan O'Reilly, Luke Shen, Gustav Nyquist. And then we take players like Glass, Evangelista, Parsonen, Novak, Tomasino, who created that excitement last year. And it just makes for, you can hear my voice raising as I talk about this. It's just exciting. It's going to be so fun. And I think this is going to be a year that surprises some people in all good ways.
I'm going to throw this one at you just because of the uniqueness of what's going on this week in our city. A lot of people have made the connection of the craziness of the Stanley Cup Final in 2017 and this craziness of all of a sudden you have Lionel Messi coming to town and playing on Saturday. And you can appreciate, you're probably the best person to ask this, Michelle, because you guys had to really, as an organization, say, okay, how do we manage this whole thing, but taking care of our season ticket holders, figuring out how we deal with what the league needs to, because tickets were very, very hard to come by, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was so much of that. And I know Nashville SC is trying to deal with all those challenges this week, and it sort of hit them out of nowhere because just like 2017, it just happens. A team gets on a roll, and all of a sudden, an organization's got to deal with all this stuff ticket-wise.
Right. You know, and I'm going to make this a plug for season ticket citizens. This is where, and this, it was the case with, you know, this is a mid-season tournament of sorts for
right.
MLS. If you were a season ticket holder, you could have committed to the entire strip of games, no matter how many there were, and you pay as you play, and you have a very reasonable price and access to those tickets. Just like we experienced in 2017, I don't think a lot of folks expected them to land in the finals and for Messi to be on the other side of the pitch. And so, you know, I think there are some frustrated people out there, but I would say that this is where you really want to encourage people to become a part of the family, to become season ticket citizens, because in that way you get reasonably priced tickets and you get access to them. But I will tell you, Willie, I sympathize with what they're going through right now because it is very difficult to handle. As logical as I can be standing here talking about, oh, well, this is just how everybody should do it, they're in a very similar place to where we were in 2017, and you have to do your best to take care of the people who take care of you and who have been longtime fans and have been committed to your organization. But they are going through some bumps in the road right now, for sure. But for great reasons. I mean, how exciting for Nashville!
It is exciting for sure.
You know, it's wild.
Hey, you got a pretty good relationship. You and I know Philip Forsberg. He's in there pretty good. Do you think we should maybe call him a little bit? I'm sure he could hook us up.
I think Phil could probably get some inside access for us.
Yeah, you think his phone's blown up a little bit this week?
Yeah, I bet he has a few calls in the queue.
Did Phil get tickets? Has he been in line on Ticketmaster?
I got to believe he's going to be front and center for this game.
There is no way
he's not in there.
For his sake, I hope so. Michelle, appreciate you for joining us. Thank you for your leadership in Nashville. We'll chat with you soon.
All right, thank you guys. Have a good afternoon.
Awesome, thanks, Michelle. I mean, it really has been the summer of these second-hand ticket sites being challenged to the max between this, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. I mean, it has just been tested to the max. But that's what I want to get into coming up next. We put a poll out yesterday, wanted to see what people were more interested in, which game on Saturday night. And there are a lot of upset Nashville SC fans. And honestly, I don't blame them.
It's unavoidable when you get down to it.
It's unavoidable. And we will explain coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, join 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and Robbie and Rex Road, broadcasting from 6 to 9 a.m. for two Duncan grand openings here in Middle Tennessee. Tomorrow, they're going to be out at 350 Highway 109 South in Lebanon. And then next Monday, they'll be out at 206 Indian Lake Boulevard in Hendersonville. So come out for coffee, food, and great opportunities to win prizes. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.